On the show today, we have Potomac Credit Union's Michelle Anderson talking about their credit card programs that actually help members better manage their debt without feeling financially burdened. So check it out. And on today's program, we have Michelle Anderson from Potomac Credit Union right up the road from me. How are you, Michelle?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, you have a really cool thing you guys are doing up there at Potomac, credit card programs that help members better manage their debt without feeling financially burdened. If only if everybody could do that. That's such so awesome, you guys. So well, tell me about this. Tell me about this credit card program that helps, that actually really helps people out.
So yeah, we're really excited about, we have a new credit card program we rolled out about a year ago. We have an array of products, and really what we're trying to do is match where our members are on their journey for financial health.
Okay.
And so we offer an array of products that really meet the member where they are.
Excellent. Excellent. So, I mean, how does it help them manage their debt more responsibly without being financially burdened? Because, I mean, there's a lot of us who get caught up in the whole credit card craze, and next thing you know, you're $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, sometimes way more than that in debt. You're like, oh my gosh, what happened? So how do you guys keep your members from getting overloaded like that?
That's a really great question. I think the first thing I'd say is we train our team members on the products that we offer. So when they sit down with a member, they can really match up where the member is, what their needs are. If they're in crisis, we're going to put them in something that's going to help fix that crisis, whether it's in a no-frills card that just has a lower interest rate, or if they're someone that just really wants to really get rewards and they travel a lot and they pay their bills monthly, we're going to match them up for that card.
Okay.
And then there's people that want to rebuild their credit, right? So we're going to have a secured card where they can rebuild credit or fix up credit. Sometimes people have had issues in the past, and we want to help them rebuild that because having good credit is a really important part of financial health.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So do you have people there that, I mean, like, I don't want to say debt counselors because there's so many negative connotations with those words, but do you have people there that can help? Maybe so there's a few people out there that have gotten into trouble with their credit cards, I'm sure. I mean, that just kind of, creates this financial resource for a credit union, or a credit union being a financial resource. Do you have folks like that that can help out as well? Or,
you know, that's a good question. I think all of our team members, again, are really trained on product and really trained to spend the right time with our members so that they really hear where the member is. I don't know that I'd call them debt counselors. I would not go there either. But I think that our people are properly trained around the product and properly trained to talk to our members as individuals instead of just selling them a product and talking to them about features and benefits. They're going to talk to them about where they are in their journey for financial health, what their needs are at that moment, and really try to match up the product so that the member walks away with the right product so that the credit card's really a tool. It's not a burden.
Yep. Oh, no doubt. Gosh, I mean, we need to quote that right there. We need to trademark that that term. So how do they better manage their debt with these cards and not feel burdened? Are there, like you said, there are different cards, and you say, you know, card appropriate for multiple levels of financial well-being. Do you have cards that are like for people who make a certain salary? Or how does that work?
So every time we sit down with a member, we really want to keep financial health at the front. We're not going to think about features and benefits until we really understand what the member's needs are.
Cool.
So, you know, learning what their spending habits are, learning what their debt load is, learning what they can afford and not afford, and then match up the product so that they walk out and they're set up for success and they're not set up to spend outside of really what they should be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, our job is to put them on the road to financial success, not to sell them a product and not to sell them a rewards product that may not be in their best interest. If they're not going to pay a credit card off every month, a rewards product's probably not the perfect solution for them.
Exactly.
A no frills, low interest rate card is going to be perfect for someone who may be carrying a lot of debt, who could consolidate that and really start chipping away at that.
Yeah, because we're living in this online mobile world where your credit card is a main tool these days. Because, I mean, cash, I mean, when was the last time you used cash? I mean, so credit cards are just, I mean, they're now the main staple, with especially with the online and mobile world. So you guys being so proactive in this area certainly keeps people out of trouble, it sounds like.
I hope so. I mean, we want to be ahead of, you know, everyone online is talking about their great rewards program. Well, great rewards programs are not the solution for many of our members that walk into the door that are trying to mitigate their debt. They're trying to be in a situation where they can financially meet all their obligations in a timely fashion. And so is a rewards program what's best for them? That's what's online right now, but that's not what the common person really needs right now. They really need a no-frills, low-interest rate product that they can manage and that it's not a burden.
How do these card programs benefit your credit union and then ultimately your members?
Well, I mean, ultimately our aim is really to improve the communities that we serve, and we're going to do that one member at a time. So if our communities are winning, Patelco feels like we're winning. And if we can help one member at a time get to better financial health and a better financial stability, and our communities are stable financially, we really feel like we've done our purpose and served our membership and served our communities.
Yeah, I think it really positions you as a you know, not only place to, you know, keep your money, manage your money, but it also positions you as this really a primary financial resource for members as well, because they know they can go to Patelco and say, hey, you know what? We trust these people, we trust these guys, and they're going to give us the best product that we can do that fits my needs, that fits my current salary, all that type of stuff, to keep me out of trouble type of stuff. So yeah, really, gosh, I love, this is why I wanted to talk to you guys, because I love these kind of stories where they, where a credit union is positioned as just as a resource, you know, not just someplace, hey, yeah, I'm going to go deposit my check, or I'm going to go to the ATM or whatever. This is, you guys are stepping up and doing way more than what's bargained for. So it's really a cool story.
It's really who we are. We are here to help people have sound financial lives, and that really improves the community around us, and we're serving that community.
Yeah. Wrap up question here for you, Michelle. I'll get you off the hot seat here. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something similar?
I would say be crystal clear about your mission. You know, our mission at Patelco is, how do we best help our members financially, to be financially healthy, to be financially stable? That's our job. And so we have that in our products. We have that in our team members. It's part of our culture. It's who we are. So I think to other credit unions out there is, be really crystal clear about what your mission is, and then really ingrain that into your culture so that your members really feel that that's what you're trying to accomplish. And we work very hard here to ensure that our team members have the proper training and really understand what our culture and our mission is, so that we can serve our members in the way that our mission is stated, you know, online, and what we say every day.
Indeed, indeed. Great message to end on. Michelle, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. I appreciate your time, and just, you guys are doing such fantastic work up there at Patelco. So appreciate the time, and keep up the good work. All right.
It's been our pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.